The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the Minister for Public Health, Wellbeing and the National Drugs Strategy, Jennifer Murnan O'Connor TD, has published two reports on commercial sunbed use in Ireland with a look to ban commercial sunbed use as part of Ireland's cancer prevention framework. And joining us now to discuss this is Professor Aoife Lally, consultant dermatologist in St Vincent's University Hospital and clinical professor in UCD. Good evening to you, Aoife. I'm sure this is a very welcome step forward in your view.
Well, it's excellent news, in my opinion, and I'd like to acknowledge all the hard work that has gone into getting it to this stage and the support from the Minister. You know, skin cancer is the most common cancer diagnosed in Ireland, and it makes up the bulk of the work that I do every day. So it's over two-thirds of the referrals to dermatology departments are query skin cancer. And we know that sunbeds emit ultraviolet radiation, which is a direct cause of skin cancer. And particularly amongst young people, it's the real risk factor. If you use a sunbed for the first time under the age of 35 years of age, it increases your melanoma risk by about 75%. So banning sunbeds is a real no-brainer, in my opinion.
Okay. And Aoife, just for people listening, is sunbed use worse than other forms of sun worship? Like getting sunburned, for example, from the sun directly, is sunbed use still worse than that?
Well, it's a direct form of, it's intentional sun tanning. All forms of tanning indicate damage from the sun. You know, it damages the skin cells and increases the risk of skin cancer. It's likened, if you're using a sunbed, to being at the same intensity as tropical UV exposure, tropical sun exposure. And it's really that intentional sun exposure that damages the skin cells and increases your risk later in life. There's kind of a lag period usually between sun exposure and the damage occurring and being more evident later in life. But childhood sunburn is a very important risk factor to be aware of. That sort of intense, anything that is intense amounts of UV exposure in a short period will be a significant risk factor. But we often forget that, you know, in Ireland, the sunshine in Ireland is also harmful. You know, people, most of my patients aren't sun worshippers. They're just out and about. They get caught out, like perhaps people did at the weekend when it was very warm and sunny on Saturday out of season. So we just need to be a bit more prepared and aware, I suppose, in Ireland of the dangers of UV exposure.
And as you say, a 75% increase in the risk of melanoma, which is, I suppose, the worst form of skin cancer from using them. People say things, Aoife, like, but I'm just getting a base before I go on holidays, so I won't burn. What do you say to that idea?
I mean, I certainly hear that an awful lot. There's a bit of a misunderstanding around that. You're not protecting yourself by building up a base tan or anything like that in order to go on holidays. That absolutely, it's a complete false perception and absolutely not to be recommended. Okay. So definitely not.
Okay.
There's no safe way to use a sunbed.
All right. Okay. One of the other things that people say about doing this is, but if we ban them, they will go underground, that things that people want to use, when you ban them, they become an underground situation. And you can buy, God, I remember back even as a teen, there was always somebody who'd hired or bought a sunbed somewhere and they would have them at home. So is there a danger of that in your view?
I mean, I think that's a really excellent point. And that's why, you know, the legislation around this has to be quite careful. There should be a ban on domestic sunbed sales. What has happened in other jurisdictions, such as in Australia, which has a nationwide ban now, but gradually was a statewide territorial ban that was introduced. The government had a buyback scheme for the sunbeds that were in commercial operations, so that there wasn't this selling them underground, or you know, so that they went to an unregulated form of use. So I think thinking carefully about those kind of solutions is really key, because you're absolutely right. It's not something that you want to go to an unregulated form.
And I'm sure that could happen, because there are still those kind of tanning shops. I think there's one quite close to where I live where people can go and go on a sunbed and you know, hire it by the minute or whatever they do. But I would also imagine that even should the government buy up those commercial operations equipment, that it wouldn't be impossible to import them or buy them internationally and you know, bring them across the border or things like that.
Well, look, I suppose there's always people will always look for loopholes and ways around things. You know, it's very positive that they were banned about just over 10 years ago now for use on the under 18 year age group. In terms of importing sunbeds, I mean, they're fairly bulky. And if we had a ban on domestic sales, then, you know, I'd hope that that could contribute, you know, help with that and reduce the ability to import them or get them into the country, because they are quite bulky pieces of equipment.
Yeah.
You know, and look, the key message really is that all forms of UV exposure are harmful. Sunbeds are an easy, you know, win in terms of banning, I think, and to encourage people to use fake tan as a safe alternative. As long as people feel that having a tan is a sign of health, there will always be that appeal to become tanned. And really the message to get out there is that any form of tanning from sun or sunbed, any UV source of tanning is not safe.
Professor Aoife Lally, consultant dermatologist at St Vincent's University Hospital, thank you for joining us. And joining us now is Gillian Costello, who is living with terminal cancer due to sunbed use. Good evening to you, Gillian. Thank you very much for joining us. We really do appreciate it. Can you start off by telling us how you came to first use sunbeds?
Sure. When I was in college, there was a sunbed shop right next door to the college, and a few of us used to go over at lunchtime and do 10 minutes or so on a sunbed. Back then, it was in the early 2000s, so we weren't as aware, I suppose, of the dangers of sunbeds back then. We would have been of the opinion that we would get a base tan before we go away on holidays, thinking we were doing ourselves a favour, you know?
Yeah, exactly as we were discussing there with Aoife. And then, I suppose, fast forward a little bit. And by the way, I used them myself. It was very common in the 90s and the noughties. People used them and thought very little of it. But bring us forward then to when you first became aware there was an issue.
So in 2016, I had a mole on my shoulder, and a friend of mine just spotted it and said, you should get it checked out because it looks very dark. So the next time I was at my GP, I mentioned it to him, and he sent me to get it looked at. And I had it removed surgically, and it was caught very early, thank God. And I was told that I did the right thing. I got it taken off, and it wasn't what they would consider an invasive melanoma. So I thought I was grand. And then I was followed up in St Vincent's Hospital for the next 5 years by Dr. Aoife Lally there in the dermatology clinic. And lo and behold, on the very day that I was due to be discharged by Dr. Lally, that was the day that I was told in Vincent's Hospital that I had stage 4 melanoma, and it had spread right through my body. I had it in 6 different places, including my hip bone. So at that stage, I was in a wheelchair. I couldn't walk, and I spent 3 months in Vincent's, and I was very, very sick. I nearly died at one stage, and I was put on a clinical trial, and then I was taken off the clinical trial because that wasn't working. I had tumours in my stomach, and they weren't shrinking quickly enough, and I was going downhill at that stage. So they changed me to a different type of treatment, and I've been on that treatment ever since. And thankfully it's working, and it has shrunk the tumours, but I am still living with terminal cancer, okay. You know.
I'm so sorry, Gillian. I can only imagine, I mean, you're a young woman. I can only imagine how terrible all of this is for you. If someone had told you back in the noughties when you were popping into the tanning shop for 10 minutes that it could cause cancer, that it could give you melanoma, that could kill you, would it have changed what you did?
It would, because I'd never heard of melanoma back then. And even I suppose in more recent years when I did hear about skin cancer, I thought, like a lot of people would think, you know, you can get it surgically removed and you're fine. But with melanoma, it's one of the more deadlier cancers. It is a very aggressive cancer and it grows very quickly in the body. And it can grow on the skin, it can grow within your body and within your bones, and it can just infiltrate your whole system. So I suppose back then when I was using sunbeds, I thought, you know, if anything happens, I'll be fine. But I didn't realise the actual dangers of melanoma.
Look, I think hindsight is obviously a wonderful thing, but none of us really have any foresight when it comes to things like that very often. Look, thank you for coming and telling us your story. I think it is a very powerful one. I do appreciate it. That is Gillian Costello there.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.